Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Janice, and Mummy bought her some new toothpaste. And this was unusual because it was a very, very, very white toothpaste. So Janice put some on her toothbrush. She was a good girl. She always did her teeth in the morning and in the evening, as she'd been taught, never complained, always did it. Waited around for a minute after she'd done her teeth, and then she'd spit it out. And this was a new toothpaste. It was a lovely, shiny cover. She thought it looked very, very nice indeed. And it was almost a cartoon cover. It had castles and princesses all over the cover. She thought, this is very interesting. It's a strange thing on a toothpaste cover, but I'll accept it. And she put the tiniest amount of toothpaste on her toothbrush. She rinsed her mouth as normal. And she put the toothpaste in her mouth. As she put it in her mouth, she noticed something a little bit strange happening. All of a sudden, her mouth was filling up with toothpaste and froth. She thought, it's very strange. So she spat it out and carried on doing her teeth. But she did her teeth for another 10 seconds and suddenly her mouth was completely full of froth and toothpaste again. So she spat it out again. She thought, I've got to get my teeth done now because it's getting later and later and I'm tired and I have to get to sleep. And anyway, Daddy's waiting to tell me a story in the bedroom, so I really want to hurry up and finish. So she carried on doing her teeth, and within another 10 seconds, she had her mouth full of toothpaste froth. It just wouldn't stop. She thought, okay, I'm going to stop doing my teeth now and spit all this out. And she spat all of it out. She got a glass of water, did a swivel, spat it out again. And then, as she walked back from the sink to her bedroom, she noticed that her mouth was full of froth again. This time she went to the bathroom, she spat it out, got the water, rinsed her mouth out, kept sitting there, spitting it out, until her mouth felt nicely dry. She thought, great. She walked back to the bedroom. As she would go to lie down, because Daddy was waiting to tell her a story, she realised her mouth was full of froth again. She said, sorry, Daddy. And she rushed up, went to the bathroom, spat it out again. Daddy said, what's wrong? She said, Daddy, I don't know. This is something wrong with this toothbrush and paste. Because I put a tiny amount on, less than a pea size, and every few seconds my mouth fills up with froth and toothpaste. And I don't understand what's going on. Daddy said, well, just rinse out your mouth. And that'll be the end of it. The little girl said, Janice said, No, I've done that, Daddy, 8 times. Daddy said, let me have a look. So Daddy opened her mouth. Sure enough, it was full of froth. And Daddy was wearing his brand new suit. He'd just worn it for the first day to work. He did not want to get froth in it. He stood back. He said, right. And he gave Janice a glass of water to rinse around and spit out. And then just for good measure, he gave her another glass. And just for good measure, another glass and then another glass. And then got her to rinse and spit it out. And he said, right, now we can go to bed. And Janice said, mm-mm. And Daddy said, what now? Janice opened her mouth. There was more froth. What was going on? Daddy had an idea. He looked at the toothpaste bottle. He said, that's strange, all these castles here and princesses and what have you. And Daddy flipped the lid open on the toothpaste. And there was the toothpaste. It immediately started to come out. It was coming out more and more and more. In his hand, he thought, oh no, he went to wash his hands. But more was coming out, and before too long, the whole floor was covered in toothpaste. But at least Janice's mouth wasn't frothing at the moment. That seemed to have calmed down. All the froth was coming out of the toothpaste jar itself. Coming out more, coming out more, coming out more, coming out more, coming out more. And suddenly, it was up to Daddy's knees. He said, right, that's it. Toothpaste, what is going on? All of a sudden, there was lightning and thunder in the room. And out of the toothpaste jar popped a lady dressed in clothes from 500 years ago with a big nose and dark eyes. Daddy said, who are you and what are you doing? The woman said, I am the Queen of Froth. I've been trapped in this toothpaste jar for 500 years and now I'm free. Ah! And as she said that, more toothpaste came pouring out of the toothpaste, toothpaste tube. It came pouring out and pouring out and pouring out. And Daddy said, what do you want? Why are you doing this? She said, I was a witch 500 years ago. And I was an evil queen. And then a good witch imprisoned me in a toothpaste jar 500 years ago. And then I went from factory to factory and century to century and eventually found myself in a toothpaste factory and then in this tube. And until a good man released me, I was always going to be trapped. And now I'm going to get my revenge on that good witch. I'm going to get revenge on everybody. I'm going to fill the whole world with toothpaste. Ha ha! And the toothpaste got higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. And Daddy said, wait a minute. I'm not putting up with this. Why I want you to stop this now? She said, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to fill the world with toothpaste. And Janice said, I would do what my daddy tells you if I were you. And the Queen of Froth said, why? Why should I do it? Janice said, because my daddy does magic. And if you don't listen to him, you'll be sorry. Daddy said, this is your last chance. Are you going to behave and be a good witch, or are you going to stay bad? She said, I love being a bad witch. I want to get my revenge on everybody. Daddy said, I've given you a chance, haven't I? I've offered you the chance to be a good witch. I don't have to take another step. She said, I don't care what you offered me. I'm free, and now I can fill the whole world with this horrible toothpaste that I've been having to live in for the last 500 years. Daddy said, abracadabra.
Bola baby.
Abracadabra.
Bola baby.
Abracadabra.
Bola baby.
Abracadabra. And the wicked witch suddenly found herself being dragged back into the toothpaste tube. She said, no, no, what are you doing? No, Daddy said, I gave you the chance, didn't I? She said, but no, what are you doing? Help, I don't want to be trapped again. Daddy said, sorry, too late. She went back into the toothpaste tube. Daddy shut the top of the toothpaste tube, took the toothpaste out, put it inside the deepest well he knew about, which was a mile down, and he chucked the toothpaste down the well, and all he could hear was, no, as the toothpaste tube went down, and then the toothpaste hit the bottom of the well with a splash. And that was that. Nobody ever heard of the wicked witch, the Queen of Froth, ever again. Except for one thing. Whenever anybody went past the well, even 500 years later, there was the strangest smell of toothpaste. And anybody who took water from the well, which was a long way down, it was a very, very long rope leading to the bucket, they always knew not only could they drink from it, but they could do their teeth with it, because the toothpaste was never going to run out. Hip, hip, hooray! So people who couldn't afford toothpaste could always come there to do their teeth for free. But as for Janice, she never had a problem with toothpaste ever again, because from that day on, Mummy bought a different toothpaste, an orange-flavoured one, and they never had that problem again. And as for Daddy, he went back to just being a normal daddy again, and nobody ever mentioned it ever again, except for people who to this day walk past the well, marvelling at the strange smell of toothpaste coming from it. And that is the story of the Wicked Witch, the Queen of Froth.
There'll be a part two.